It's time to play like a Jet with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on 3rd and 5. Wilson, boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown. Tune is buried. That was Sauce Gardner coming in hot. Garrett Wilson. Here he goes. Goodbye. And hello, end zone.
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess. Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the NCAA record books.
Listen. Thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. It's time for the Jets-Vikings pregame report. And so for that, we bring in our friend who is the owner and founder over at WalterFootball.com. You hear him on the show every week doing his picks from around the league. He's also going to help us today picking the game itself and the in-game prop bets, Walter Cherepinski of WalterFootball.com. Walter, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Thanks so much for having me on, Scott. It's cool to do this live. you know, usually I submit my picks to you via email at like 3 a.m. on Friday or I guess Saturday morning. But it's cool to do this in a different way.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm looking forward to hearing you not just do picks from around the league, but also get into the prop bets with this Jets-Vikings game. And we'll start with what leads into this game injury-wise, because it obviously will impact the decision of anybody who's betting on this game. And Walter, certainly it would impact your thinking. George Fant is back from IR. He was activated. He could very well start later today. I don't think he will. I think the Jets will play cautiously and reevaluate during the week, but it's possible. Cedric Abuhe, who had filled in for a couple of weeks, he got hurt last week and came out of the game. He is on IR now, and he'll miss the rest of the season. So George Fant picked a good time to come back. It looks like Ashton Davis is not going to play in this game, and Michael Carter isn't either. They're both listed as doubtful. Don't think Ashton Davis matters one way or another. He's not very good. Michael Carter not playing will hurt, though. I assume this means that James Robinson probably gets activated, and you're looking at Bam Knight, James Robinson, and Ty Johnson. Not a terrible trio, but certainly not a murderer's row. And so, Walter, this leads into the first thing we're going to talk about. Before we get into the prop bets, I want to talk about the actual line of this game and get your pick. The Vikings are -2.5, which is wild. The odds makers are giving Minnesota very little respect. Now, Walter, we both know the odds makers haven't given Minnesota much respect at all this season, and you can understand why. Minnesota's gotten blown out in their 2 losses, and they've barely won in their 8 wins. And also, a lot of those wins were fluky. They happened in ways that weren't repeatable, and they've been outscored this season. So you would think that that formula is not repeatable. Before we get into the props here, Walter, what do you think? Vikings -2.5 in Minnesota.
Well, if you're going to bet the Jets, you should try to get +3. And there are some +3s out there, like at Bookmaker, it's +3, -120. Also at DraftKings, +3, -120. It's really important to get the 3 because 3 is the most likely result of any football game. 14% of NFL games land on 3. So if you take a 2.5, let's just say you take Jets +2.5, there's a 1 in 7 chance that you're going to lose because the game lands on 3. So it's very important to buy up to 3, and I would definitely recommend doing that. But regardless of whether it's 3 or 2.5, I love the Jets. I love them a lot at 3, and I love them quite a bit at 2.5 as well. So Minnesota, I mean, you nailed it. I think they're a complete fraud. If you look at the results, like the writer you were talking about said, like, they're very fluky. You can go all the way back to week 3. They played the Lions. They were down 10 in the fourth quarter at home against Detroit. The only reason they won is because Amon-Ra, St. Brown, and DeAndre Swift got hurt. The following week, they were in London playing the Saints, and this is the only game the Saints didn't have Alvin Kamara, and the Vikings needed a last-second field goal to beat the Saints. Week 5, they played the Bears before Justin Fields started running, and they were losing. in the fourth quarter, and they needed a last-second touchdown drive to win that game. Week six against the Dolphins, they're playing Miami's third-string quarterback. Tua was out. They got outgained in that game by 224 yards. The only reason they won by eight is because the Dolphins turned the ball over so many times. Miami actually had a drive in that game that went 150 yards of offense because they got penalized so much that they kept moving back. They were actually at the Minnesota 10, and they didn't score on the drive because they got penalized so much. The next game, they beat Arizona. That was a tight one. Could have gone either way. And then week nine against Washington, Minnesota was down seven with 8 minutes to go, and Heinicke threw a terrible interception, gave the Vikings a chance to win the game. Week 10 against Buffalo, I mean, Minnesota won that game, but if the Bills took over at the 1 yard line and not the 1 foot line, Minnesota loses that. We know that Minnesota lost to Dallas in a blowout loss. And then against New England, the Patriots allowed 14 points on special teams, which is very weird for a Bill Belichick team. So, you know, in short, the Vikings have gotten very lucky this year. I think that there's a chance, you know, if things didn't go their way, they would, instead of being 9-2 right now, they'd be 5-6. And the metrics are even more bearish than that. Like, if you look at net adjusted EPA, which is like, I think is my favorite metric, the Vikings are the 27th best team in the NFL. Like that, it says like they are the sixth worst team per this metric. And I just think it, I think Vegas is just telling you what you need to know. Like, they're only favored by three. There's some sharp money coming in on the Jets to move this down to 2.5. The Jets are, I think, are definitely the right side. I would be surprised if they didn't win on Sunday.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Walter, what do you think about the over-under? It's 44.5.
With the spread, I think I would go over. I see the Jets moving the ball pretty well on the Vikings. The Vikings are not that good of an offense or a defensive team. They don't get much pressure on the quarterback. They've really struggled in the secondary. They're pretty good against the run, but I think Mike White, being a capable quarterback, should do well against the Vikings. And, you know, I think if the Jets get ahead, which I think is most likely, you might have some Kirk Cousins garbage time to get over the total. And I think it's interesting that the total opened 41.5 and it rose 3 points. It looks like there's some sharp money coming in on the over, so that's where I would lean.
Passing touchdowns, Kirk Cousins and Mike White are both over under 1.5. Passing yards, Kirk Cousins over under 253.5. Mike White over under 257.5. Pass completions, Kirk Cousins over under 22.5. Mike White over under 22.5. Pass attempts, Mike White over under 33.5. Kirk Cousins over under 33.5. Interceptions, Kirk Cousins, Mike White, both over under 0.5. Longest completion, Mike White over under 36.5. Kirk Cousins over under 37.5. Pass and rushing yards combined, Kirk Cousins over under 260.5. Mike White over under 263.5. What do you think about these props?
Well, it just goes to show how different these matchups are for these quarterbacks. Mike White is going against a Minnesota defense that hasn't been able to stop anyone, especially in the past. Whereas Kirk Cousins is battling the Jets, who have a phenomenal defense. And, you know, you said Kirk Cousins has been a great quarterback over the past decade. It's true when he's clean in the pocket. He's amazing when he mm-hmm. has time in the pocket. But when he's pressured, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL, at least this year. I found that remarkable that before Thanksgiving, when pressured this year, Kirk Cousins' completion percentage is 42%. That's worse than Baker Mayfield. That's worse than Carson Wentz. It's worse than Matt Ryan. Pick a quarterback. Worse than Zach Wilson. It was the worst in the NFL, his completion percentage when under pressure. And the Jets bring a ton of pressure. The Jets have the number 5 pressure rate in the NFL, and yet they blitz less frequently than any other team in the NFL. So he's going to see a lot of pressure. So that makes me want to bet some of these unders for Kirk Cousins. Looking at touchdowns, especially because I feel like if the Vikings get into the red zone, they have a good chance of scoring with Dalvin Cook, but I don't think they're going to score that often in this game. I think it's going to be an ugly game for them. So I see maybe one touchdown and garbage time, perhaps. And usually the Vikings are good on their opening drive because O'Connell, their coach, scripts the game pretty well to start. But against the Jets defense, I don't see Cousins having much success. So like the under 1.5, touchdowns really stands out to me. Not as interested in the passing yards because there could be garbage time, and I could see Cousins just generating a ton of yardage between the 20s and then just like turning it over on downs in the red zone. Pass completions, again, that's a similar thing. He might generate the completions. I wish there were a pass completions for the first half. I would definitely bet under on that. But for the total game, I don't think I would touch that. Pass attempts might be an over for Kirk Cousins because, as I said, there might be garbage time, and that means he's going to throw a lot. Kirk Cousins over a half interception, I think, is probably the best one I like so far. Like I said, Cousins is just awful when under pressure, and I think he might self-destruct in this game. Whereas, you know, Mike White's under interception, I think that's not bad. I like the Cousins over interceptions more, but Mike White under seems good because if the Jets have the lead the whole time, he won't have to throw a lot in the second half, so that'll limit his interceptions possibilities. So that's where I'm leaning. Cousins over picks and under passing touchdowns, and Mike White under interceptions.
Walter, let's move on to rushing and receiving props. And I have to say, one that I really like is Garrett Wilson over under 58.5. And if you're going over to prizepicks.com like I do every week to pick 2 to 6 players to play in their daily fantasy matchup against the PrizePicks player projection, I recommend doing what I'm doing and taking Garrett Wilson as one of your players to get more than 58.5 yards, because that is his player projection at prizepicks.com this week. When you go to prizepicks.com, you use the promo code PLAJ, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. So if you put in $100, they'll match you $100. Put in $50, they'll match you $50. You don't play against anybody else, just against the PrizePicks player projection. You don't have to do football, though, if you don't want to. You can do baseball, basketball, hockey, anything you want. It's there at prizepicks.com in the PrizePicks app. Just use the promo code PLAJ when you sign up, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. So we talked about Garrett Wilson, 58.5 is his over-under. Let's do the rest of these. Adam Thielen, over-under 48.5. CJ Uzomah, over-under 14.5. Corey Davis, over-under 35.5. Dalvin Cook, over-under 14.5. Justin Jefferson, over-under 83.5. KJ Osborne, over-under 22.5. TJ Hockenson, over-under 45.5. Tyler Conklin, over-under 29.5. Rushing yards, Dalvin Cook, over-under 68.5. Kirk Cousins, over-under 3.5. Mike White, over-under 2.5. Receptions, Adam Thielen, over-under 4.5. CJ Uzomah, over-under 1.5. Corey Davis, over-under 2.5. Dalvin Cook, over-under 2.5. Garrett Wilson, over-under 4.5. Justin Jefferson, over-under 6.5. TJ Hockenson, over-under 4.5. Tyler Conklin, over under 2.5. rushing and receiving yards combined, Dalvin Cook over under 87.5. rushing attempts, Dalvin Cook over under 17.5. longest rush of the day, Dalvin Cook over under 15.5. longest reception, Adam Thielen over under 19.5. CJ Uzomah over under 9.5. Corey Davis over under 18.5. Dalvin Cook over under 9.5. Garrett Wilson over under 22.5. Justin Jefferson over under 27.5. KJ Osborne over under 13.5. TJ Hockenson over under 17.5. And Tyler Conklin over under 15.5. What do you like there, Walt?
So you mentioned Garrett Wilson to start. I agree with you that over 58.5 looks pretty good. I mentioned Minnesota's pass defense is pretty bad, and Wilson has just been phenomenal at times this year, and which is really remarkable because the Jets have had some sketchy quarterback play before the Chicago game. Now Mike White looks like a huge upgrade over Zach Wilson. We'll see if that holds up, but I think, you know, it can't get much worse than Zach Wilson. So I'm pretty bullish on Garrett Wilson's outlook for the rest of the year. I bought like 3 Rainmaker Garrett Wilson cards, so hopefully they pan out. I like the over 58.5 receiving yards for Garrett Wilson. You mentioned Dalvin Cook's 14.5 over. I like that as well. It kind of goes with the game flow. If the Vikings are down, they're going to just throw checkdowns to Dalvin Cook. And as you mentioned, the Jets defense, I guess, like the one flaw is the defending the pass catching running back. Looking at TJ Hockenson over 45.5 is interesting. Hockenson has kind of gelled very quickly into this this offense. Usually, like when a team gets a new receiver, a tight end during the middle of the season, it's hard for that player to come in and do well right away. But he's actually done very well. So again, I think the Vikings throw a lot in the second half, and Hockenson could get you there in garbage time. Looking at so Justin Jefferson, I think the under 83.5, despite like he's an amazing player, but he's going to have a tough matchup against Sauce Gardner and the rest of the Jets secondary plus the pass rush. I'm not in love with the under 83.5, but I think I would lean that way. You know, the only thing that scares me is the garbage time, which I mentioned. Adam Thielen under 48.5 that's where I would go. I think Thielen is an overrated player at this point in his career. He used to be a phenomenal receiver, but you know, he's kind of over the hill. So I would go under there. Maybe the best thing I've seen in this rushing receiving prop is Dalvin Cook under 68.5 rushing yards. I expect the Vikings to be trailing throughout this game. And obviously, if the Vikings are trailing, they're going to be throwing a lot. So, as I said, I like the Dalvin Cook over receiving yards, but under rushing yards seems good to me, especially given that the Jets are really good against the run. I love the under 68.5, and it and the juice is only -105. So you even get a discount there. And I haven't really been that impressed with Dalvin Cook this year. He hasn't done like that well. He's only had a couple of good games, and you know, this is not the sort of matchup where he's going to snap out of his funk. Yeah, I love the under 68.5. I think I might go bet that as soon as we're done taping the show.
Defense and special teams. Sacks. Carl Lawson over under 0.75. I really like that. Christian Darrisaw is banged up. I think Carl Lawson has a chance to have a really nice day. Danielle Hunter over under 0.75. John Franklin Myers over under 0.75. Quinnen Williams over under 0.75. Za'Darius Smith over under 0.75. Tackles and assists. CJ Mosley over under 9.5. Cameron Bynum over under 4.5. DJ Reed over under 4.5. Eric Kendricks over under 7.5. Harrison Smith over under 6.5. Jordan Hicks over under 7.5. Jordan Whitehead over under 4.5. LaMarcus Joyner over under 4.5. Quincy Williams over under 5.5. Field goals made. Greg Joseph over under 1.5. Greg Zuerlein over under 1.5. Kicking points. Greg Joseph over under 6.5. Greg Zuerlein over under 6.5. And PATs made. Greg Joseph over under 2.5. Greg Zuerlein over under 2.5. What do you like, Walt?
I like what you said about Carl Lawson being matched up against the Vikings backup left tackle. Christian Darrisaw is out with a concussion. So you got to think that Cousins is going to see a lot of pressure. As we talked about, the Jets bring a ton of pressure, and the Vikings really struggle when dealing with that pressure, especially without Darrisaw, who's is a really good left tackle. Not having him is going to be huge. So, yeah, definitely sign me up for the Lawson sack. I think he gets at least one. He could have a huge game. You know, any Jets over sack, I think I'm interested in. I think the Vikings are going to have a huge problem blocking the Jets. And conversely, I would take the under on any Vikings sacks because, you know, I expect the Jets to have the lead. And, you know, the Jets may only throw the ball like six times in the second half. And if so, the Vikings are not going to get any sacks. So that's where I would lean there. Field goal made, usually when a team is trailing, you know, in the second half, they're not going to try to kick a field goal unless it makes sense scoring wise. You know, if they're down 17, sure, they'll kick a field goal. But if the Vikings are getting blown out, which I think might be happening, they're going to be going for the touchdowns. They're not going to try a field goal. So I would go Greg Joseph under 1.5. And conversely, you know, the Jets, when they're milking the clock, you know, I think they might kick some field goals late, you know, trying not to push it. And I think I would go Greg Zuerlein over 1.5 field goals.
Anytime touchdown scorers, Dalvin Cook -115, Justin Jefferson, plus 100. Zonovan Bam Knight, plus 120. Garrett Wilson, plus 165. TJ Hockenson, plus 180. Adam Thielen, plus 195. Elijah Moore, plus 270. Ty Johnson, plus 285. Corey Davis, plus 285. Tyler Conklin, plus 300. James Robinson, plus 350. Alexander Mattison, plus 330. KJ Osborne, plus 360. Minnesota Vikings defense and special teams, plus 550. Jets defense and special teams, plus 600. CJ Ozama, plus 700. Braxton Berrios, plus 750. Mike White, plus 750. Kirk Cousins, plus 800. Jalen Reagor, plus 900. Jalen Naylor, plus 900. Johnny Munt, plus 900. Denzel Mims, plus 1,000. Jeremy Ruckert, plus 1,000. CJ Ham, plus 1,100. Nick Muse, plus 1,100. Ben Ellefson, plus 1,100. Kenny Aboah, plus 1,200. Jeff Smith, plus 1,200. And Kenny Nguano, plus 1,400. Of all of those, the one that I kind of like is Braxton Berrios. Plus 750 is one of those where you might take a shot, and if they do a trick play, then maybe Braxton Berrios finds his way into the end zone. So what do you think, Walter? What do you like with the anytime touchdown scorers?
So I'm looking at I like that one as well. I'm looking at Elijah Moore, plus 270. Looks like he's getting more involved in the offense, and I expect the Jets to score quite a bit in this game against that bad Minnesota defense. So I think Elijah Moore makes sense. I think Corey Davis plus 285 is a good one as well. Tyler Conklin plus 300. You know, I'm not like, I don't think any of these are like extremely great values. And maybe CJ Uzama, I don't like that one as much, but yeah, they're like, I don't see any like tremendous values here. I think these are all appropriately priced, but you know, if you want to sprinkle like a little bit on Davis, a little bit on Moore, Garrett Wilson plus 165, I think even that's not that bad. It's not like great odds. I think there's a good chance Garrett Wilson scores. So, yeah, you might take some shots here on the Jets players. I wouldn't touch the Minnesota players, though.
Walter, now that we've gotten through all the prop bets for the Jets game, let's take a look at your picks from the rest of the league. Who do you like this week?
Let's start with the Steelers. They're -1 against the Falcons. The Steelers have been playing a lot better since TJ Watt has returned. They're 3-1 with TJ Watt this year. They've beaten the Bengals. Their only loss was to the Bengals the second time. They were up at halftime, though, and they were only down by 4 with like 5 minutes to go. And it's not really a surprise that they're so much better with TJ Watt, because you look statistically, they're a top six pass defense with TJ Watt, and they were ranked 30th against the pass without him. That's how much of a difference he makes for this team, and he can get a lot of pressure on the quarterback. And I really don't have much respect for this Atlanta team. People know them as the team that started 6-0 against the spread. Talking about fluky results with the Vikings, like Atlanta was even flukier to begin the year. They were such a fraud, and it's not a surprise that since that 6-0 against the spread start, they're 0-4-2 against the spread since then. They have not covered the spread since week 6, and I don't think people have noticed as much, because it doesn't seem like the lines have adjusted all that much for them. I think the Steelers get there. I think they win this game. The only concern is that they're coming off a short week, but I feel like they should be able to do it. They're a younger team now with Kenny Pickett, and I just think they're a lot better than Atlanta with TJ Watt on the field. I also like Detroit +1 against the Jaguars. I don't know why the Lions are home underdogs in this matchup. I think the Jaguars are. They haven't like they're two they won two games earlier in the season against two really banged up teams, like the Colts were missing like half the roster, and then week 3 against the Chargers, Justin Herbert wasn't even expected to play, and he played, but the Chargers lost Joey Bosa in the game, and Herbert wasn't healthy. The Jaguars won last week against Baltimore, and I think maybe that's why they're favored on the road. But you know, Baltimore hasn't been playing all that well, so I don't know how impressive that win was. Meanwhile, the Lions, they've played such a tough schedule this year. You know, just look at their opponents. Like, they played the Eagles, they played Washington, 7-5 now. They played the Vikings, they played the Seahawks without Amon-Ra St. Brown and DeAndre Swift. They played the Patriots without DeAndre Swift, and Amon-Ra St. Brown was banged up in that game. They played against Dallas, they played against Miami, just like a murderer's row here. And then Buffalo on Thanksgiving, they haven't had many easy games, and those tough opponents, they've been very competitive. Like that Dallas game, they went into Dallas as 7-point underdogs, and they would have gone up 13-10 with 10 minutes left if Jamal Williams doesn't fumble at the 1 yard line. Against Miami, they had a 2-touchdown lead in the second half. They blew it because of some, you know, it's like late game mismanagement, but they still only lost by 4. And then against Buffalo, they could have won that game on Thanksgiving. So this is a good Lions team. They've gotten better defensively with some players coming back. Jamison Williams is going to play. So I think Detroit's the better team. I don't know why they're home underdogs. Two more teams. I like the Raiders +1.5 against the Chargers. The Chargers remind me of, I don't know if you're familiar with the company Nikola. They were an EV company, and they had this great commercial where they had their EV vehicle like rolling down the hill. Like it just looked great. And then a report came out a couple months later where like revealing that there was no engine in the vehicle. They just rolled down the hill. That's what the Chargers remind me of. They're all flash and they have no substance. Like everyone knows they have Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, Joshua Palmer is coming on. They have Khalil Mack defensively and Derwin James, but that's really it. Like they have nothing else on their team. Just like they can't stop the run. They can't run the ball. Even Eckler's there that he catches passes, but they can't run the ball. They can't pass protect. They're down 3 offensive linemen. They can't stop the pass and they can't get to the quarterback without Joey Bosa. So they were favored earlier in the week. Now I think the line has moved to 2. I still like the Raiders at -2. I think the Raiders are the better team, especially given that they're getting Nate Hobbs, their best cornerback, back from injury. Nate Hobbs has been out since week 6, and he's coming back to cover Keenan Allen. So I think the Raiders are the better team. And then Sunday night, you have the Colts at the Cowboys. This line is 10.5. It was 11.5. So looks like some sharp money coming in on the Colts. People might be afraid to bet the Colts against the Cowboys because the Cowboys have looked so good recently, but the Colts have not, the Colts with Matt Ryan have not lost by double digits this year, except for week 2 when they were missing half their roster, as I mentioned earlier. They've been very competitive, and as underdogs of 4 or more this year, they're 3-0 against the spread, and they're 2-1 straight up. Their only loss was by 1 to the Eagles. That was 2 weeks ago. They almost beat the Eagles 2 weeks ago. Why would they suddenly get blown out by the Cowboys? And you have Dallas coming off 2 big wins. They blew out Minnesota. They look good on Thanksgiving against the Giants. I'm not sure if we get the Cowboys' best effort here. I don't think we're going to see an A-plus effort from Dallas against the Colts team they really don't care about. So this number is just way too high. I think the Colts get there.
Walter Cherepinski, owner and founder of WalterFootball.com. Thanks so much for coming on and breaking down everything around the Jets with the prop bets and the line and everything, and then, of course, giving us your picks from around the NFL for later today. Really appreciate it. Everybody should go to WalterFootball.com and check out everything that Walter and Charlie Campbell are doing over there. Mock drafts, gambling tips, fantasy football. They've got everything at WalterFootball.com. So go check it out. Check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has some awesome All-22 breakdowns on our channel. So watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Visit our store, TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinnen Williams, Bless You, Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there. TeePublic.com. That's TeePublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.